The question
well,
was asked.
We face these questions. I mean, in the neighborhood, between family, that people will mention every fault of the other, and they will deduct from that that that's enough for them this and this year. And
yeah.
then, so in time of that, how do we lead them back to?
So one thing at a time. The question was asked: when is it, yes, correct to get divorced?
Mm-hmm.
And if she's not cheating on him, she's being a faithful wife, and she's doing what she can, so I don't think it's ever proper to get divorced. The minimum we said, the Gemara said, is that she's being faithful to him, she's being his wife, and she's taking care of the kids. So of course a husband could say, I want her to do more or less or whatever. But bottom line, she's doing her part. And every situation can and usually will improve. There are rare instances where they're better off getting divorced. They should consult with a rabbi. But it's very, 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 very rare. And couples are very quick to think that they're one of those rare couples. And you have to recognize that it's not that way. The Gemara says, when a couple gets divorced, even the Mizbeach sheds tears. God himself, so to speak, sheds tears for a couple's getting divorced. It's terrible. There's nothing if the wife is cheating on him, so okay, there's nothing he could do. Then they have to get divorced. But otherwise, no. They should make it work. That doesn't mean that they shouldn't seek out someone to help them, a therapist, a rabbi, to work things out. And that doesn't mean that things are going to be sweet in a day. But every other claim that people have against one another, they have to learn how to work it out. It doesn't mean there won't be compromises. All of life is compromises. But the approach has to be not that way. Life has to be not that way. Now, for most people, if they would know how miserable their life will be after they get divorced, even if they get remarried, they wouldn't get divorced. People get divorced because they think it could be better. People don't realize that it can't. The difficulties you have in this marriage will repeat themselves in the next marriage. You have to work on yourself. You have to work out a match with her. So she has these issues with you. If you marry someone else, you'd have other issues. No marriage is without issues. The question is, how do we approach them? So one guy tells me, but she yells at me in front of everyone. I was at a store and I wasn't willing to buy her what she wanted. So she started yelling, throwing a fit. Okay, it's a problem. I'm not saying that that's something pleasant. But so his other wife was a woman who wouldn't eat and drink, and she ended up fainting, having these spells where she'd go literally wiped out because she didn't know how to take care of herself. So she was the other extreme. This woman wanted everything to be taken care of. This woman wouldn't take care of herself to the most basic thing. So in every scenario, you could say, what, she's doing her thing? What, is she doing her responsibility? She's not taking care of the kids. She's a nursing mother. How could she not eat, not drink, not sleep? She's not doing her responsibilities. And then the next wife, you could say, well, what do you mean? She's not doing her responsibilities. She's yelling at me and embarrassing me in front of everyone. Yeah, okay, so each couple is going to have to work out their things. That's not a reason to get divorced. The problem is that nowadays you're saying, what do you tell a couple who's that way? Usually the problems begin with people's attitude to life. And that's what we said in the beginning of the class, that it's very difficult to have a class on marriage, because when you walk into marriage, you're walking with the tools that you've had till this point. And those tools are what kind of person you are. So you have to work on developing who you are. And usually when people come with these questions, you have to start working with them on, hey, wait a second, why do you have such demands? Who do you think you are? Why do you think you deserve all of that? So you think you deserve a wife who doesn't yell at you, who doesn't do A, B, C, and D? Who said? Every wife has her things, and you know what? You're not such a fine person yourself. We all have our positive sides. We all have our negative sides. And we have to learn how to make them work. But the fact that there are issues is not a reason to get divorced. It's a reason to figure out how to make it work. That's why this whole class revolved around issues.
Is
making them work.
Is it the same for the woman's too?
Of course. But more often than not, the woman is doing 10 times more giving in than the man. The man always thinks he's giving everything, and the woman always thinks she's giving everything. But the truth is, if we look at it from a distant view, we'd see that she's giving much more than the man. In any normal relationship.